What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero, because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show, hour number two. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. We're talking with Peter in California about how the government may try and confiscate guns. And we've heard all these different theories about, you know, the checkerboard plan and catching you when you're away from your home and holding you while your home is entered and your guns are confiscated there. The problem with all of those approaches, at some point, there'll be a pushback where the rest of the gun owners in America are going to say, hey, these guys are serious and we have to do something about that. And that's we're going to start seeing blood in the streets, which I would personally like to avoid. Again, as I said earlier in the program, I think the plan by the gun grabbers is to just propagandize us into thinking that our lives will be so much better if we turn our guns in and we forget all about, how to shoot and how to load and how to make our own ammunition. And we just depend on the government for everything that we're going to do here. So, but it's clear that our government is deathly afraid of of the American people starting to get angry. And they are. I hear it in the phone calls. I see it in all the emails. The American people are getting angry. And all I can say to that is, you know, don't make critical choices when you're angry, because you tend to make bad choices.
And Mike,
yeah, I think that when as we get closer and closer to what I see as a Soviet Union style collapse, there we go. When we get closer and closer to a Soviet style collapse, we're going to see the government just engage in more and more bizarre repressive behavior. I think this massive censorship of the internet is part of it. I think the escalation of the gun grabbing agenda is part of it. And it's just along with this vitriol and vile, political rhetoric, especially on the Democratic side. And it just feels like it's all starting to come apart.
And Mike, they've escalated the divide and conquer thing to now they are. The whole thing about white supremacist this, white supremacist that, you know, that's been going on for a while now. But now, within the last, year, they've started to link that with massacres of what they allege to be other than white people, like, you know, Mexicans or black people or whatever, in an effort to divide and conquer. And I want to make another point is there are documents going back and statements going back several years now, going back well into Obama, that were they considered, for instance, veterans as being a threat?
Yes.
And how they were a potential threat to, you know, whatever. So
well, the overt reason being given was that so many of the veterans were coming back from the war zones with mental issues. That they were thought to, that they should not be allowed to have their guns. I think the real reason was those returning veterans represented an already trained military force that the government needed to keep disarmed.
And Mike, also, it was a wedge, sort of, into if you can take guns away from veterans with PTSD, then if people are even alleged by their neighbors to have be unstable or whatever, not even a doctor or, you know, but their neighbors.
Yes.
It's like a foot in the door to do that against normal people.
Well, like I told that other caller, I mean, the way they're talking about setting this up, there are no safeguards to prevent abuse of somebody calling into the police and saying, this person is dangerous, go take their guns, just because, your dog went on their lawn or something like that.
Yeah, that's right. Well, you know, like they have, you know, the Snowden documents came out and showed us that the NSA spends half their time surveilling ex-girlfriends, things like that.
Yep.
And so, you know, if the NSA is doing that, then, you know, what's the average Democrat going to do that lives on your block that hates you? You know?
Yeah.
It's really bad. It's really bad.
It really is.
I think it would be a civil war in that case. I mean, if they get to that level of horrible tyranny, then I think at some point people would fight. You know,
I'm afraid that you're absolutely right. I've been working to avoid that, but I'm afraid that you're right. The government does not show any signs of backing down from this campaign of censorship and repression and oppression. At some point, the population reaches a breaking point.
Yeah, and it's the bot government. It's the bot government. The government that's, the whole system is owned, and it's been flipped on its ear against the people, against the United States citizens, against different racial groups setting us against each other. It's been completely flipped on its ear. Constant wars, milking us through taxes and surveillance, and just, it's, man, Stalin would love this.
Yeah, he would. He absolutely would. Anyway, Peter, thanks an awful lot. We're going to let you go here. We're going to do a shout out to our honor affiliates who are just now rejoining the network. And we're going to go to Charles in Michigan. Aloha, Charles. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
This is Dustin from New Jersey.
Okay, this is Dustin from New Jersey. Okay, we'll take your phone call and then we'll back up to Charles. So, Dustin, what is on your mind?
Peter from California goes to Washington. A sequel to
yes.
Mr. Yeah, once you go to Washington,
I'm in agreement with him. I would never put myself through that whole process.
Yeah, once you go to Washington, you'll never be the same person. Like the pod people, you know?
Yes.
Invasion about, you know? All right, Mike, I got this red flag thing that they're talking about with some of these Republicans saying that they're going to have a debate about it, like, and it's saying if the person's unfit or something. Well, are all these jihadi groups that were given weapons to unfit?
Yeah, I would presume so. I mean, you know, when you look at, you know, some of the videos and everything that they were making, you know, but it's okay for them to have guns because they're doing what the U.S. government wants with them. And we, the American people, we have this bad habit of kind of doing what we want to do.
But Tom, I'm on, like, you know, Mike, I look at it this way. It's either a divide and conquer false flag strategy with this thing, or we are truly in a declining country in terms of, like, no morals and just it's out of control. And it doesn't matter
no
how
question.
Much you realize it you doesn't know, matter how much you crack down. The police crackdown, it's just going to keep going on and on. It's just going to keep getting worse. There's no way to fix this problem that we have in this country now.
No, there isn't, because the people in charge, they like things just the way they are, because it's making them rich. You know, they get to lead lives of power and privilege and luxury, and that's exactly the way they like it, and they're going to do everything they can to make sure it stays that way.
And it's been like that since the beginning of time. People in power like the way things are and stay. They don't like change.
Well, they like change. They like change that shifts, you know, the wealth to them. You know, over time, all governments evolve towards oligarchies. And that's exactly where we are right now.
And then, Mike, if I still got some time, I just want to switch real quick. Okay, so I know I'm going to get called and say I'm Trump bashing. All right, Trump's tariffs, which we know is a tax on the American people, so when we buy something, it costs more, and those jobs still aren't coming back. They go to Vietnam, but you know, in Thailand, but those countries are still in Asia, and that's where the supply chain is, so the parts are still coming from China. China gets mad at us. So they got no, we're not buying any more agriculture from us.
Yes.
So Trump bails out the farmers with taxpayer money. So we're getting it, we're getting screwed both ways. We're paying more money. And on the other side, we got to, you know, bail out the farmers. But Mike, you realize, remember when Trump says we're making billions, we're racking in billions of billions. Who's we? You know, like, do we have a coffee can that says Joe Six Pack on it? Is that money going to that coffee can? I don't think so. I think it's going to the federal government, which they're going to do what they want with it. So, Mike, on that coffee can, it actually says something other than Joe Six Pack. It says Joe Half Baked. Because, like, if anybody believes what's going on with this whole trade, it's a scam. We're not getting anything from it, the American people. Nothing.
No, they aren't. And it's actually causing a lot of harm. And it's going to cause a lot of harm to our farming sector. And, I mean, that's our food production. And it's already under severe stress from the flooding and from the previous embargoes and tariffs going into Russia and Europe. Now we've got this trade war going on with China. And they're talking a new trade war. I forget which one this one's going to be with. But, I mean, it's basically just shutting down the economy of the nation.
And Jim from Illinois is right. Once that agriculture is not coming back, because this is going to continue for years and years and years. And unlike in China, Vietnam, those jobs can go back to mainland China because that's where the supply chain is. So, I mean, people need to look at this, like, through, you know, their clear mind to see what's actually going on. That's all I got to say, Mike. Have a good rest of the show.
All right. Thanks an awful lot. And we're going to switch over to Tom. And, Tom, I don't know where you're from, but aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, good day to you, Michael, and good day to Dustin. Yeah, Michael, the other day you corrected me on something about China. I had it wrong. It was there's more men and women. There was 58 million more men in China than women. I missed on that. But I believe it's a lot more than that. I believe it's over like 150, 300 million. I don't know what it is. But it's probably way more than that figure. I do know in China they're building robots like crazy or whatever they're doing. They have factories or whatever running around the clock. But the Chinese situation, definitely there's a lot more men and women in that country. I believe now that they used to kill the little baby girls, I guess, and now they're keeping them because it's, you think about it, that's, we'll say over 100 million if you round it off, 100 million more men in that country than women. That right now, there in itself is frightening. But let's get back to what I really want to talk about. You had a caller about five callers back. He was talking about Biden. This guy, Biden's an idiot. If you want, and Dustin wants Biden for president over Trump, I don't know what, you take your pick, Dustin. But this guy, Biden's the one that said, and there's, by the way, Michael, there's 35 million shotguns in this country.
Yes.
Double barrel, single barrel, over 35 million, maybe 40 million. This guy, Biden, 3 years ago when he had Missouri thing with that Michael Brown was going on, he's saying, you don't need assault weapons, all you need is a shotgun. You can saw it off. You remember Joe Biden said that in the news?
I remember he said that.
Yes.
And the now, first
got,
thing that I said was,
Biden,
you know, if somebody broke into your home and took a family member as a hostage, you don't want to open up on them with a shotgun because you're going to hit both of them. You need a gun that can put a single round exactly where you want to put it into the perpetrator. And
Michael, what Biden said that day, I don't know if you remember this, but the day after he said that, Walmart, every gun store was selling out shotguns like mad. I believe there was 4 million shotguns sold over the weekend, that one weekend alone, because of Joe Biden. And all these Democrats ran out and bought shotguns, double barrel, single barrel, 4/10, 12-gauge, 16-gauge. They were buying shotguns like mad. And let me tell you something. This guy Biden, his son, was an idiot, okay, stealing money out of – he actually wasn't an idiot. He was a genius. He got all that money out of China, and that's going to be revealed too. You watch. Trump's going to hit Biden hard on that. You wait till you see it. And I want Dustin to understand. Dustin, you don't have two choices. You want Trump or do you want Biden? Take your pick, Dustin. And you live in a state that's so, your vote doesn't even count, Dustin, like I kept telling you. You live in New Jersey. You ought to move to Florida, Dustin, where your vote actually got to count if you really want to be conservative. If not, you might as well stay in New Jersey and New York, and you can have all the nonsense that goes along with those states. Now, Michael, there's a bunch of other things I'd like to ask you, but I only know you got a couple minutes. But one more thing. Actually, two more things I want to ask you. Have you ever watched your show, Lockdown?
No.
Okay, Michael, it's on the National Geographic right now. It was on there all night. In L.A. County, 80% of the prisoners are illegals. They have gangs.
80%.
These gangs are
okay.
80%. Okay, now listen. You can look it up. That's in L.A. You look at that. Every group goes with its own group to survive in these prisons, okay? Now, it's like you were talking the other day about borders. No country is a country without borders. No culture is a culture where they don't have cultural identity. Now,
yes,
Michael, in this country alone, there's 98 million Americans in this country have German extract. They're German blood. Now, what happens if all 98 million of those people say, you know what, I don't want to speak English no more, just like the Hispanics where all these TV stations speak in Spanish. What if 98 million, 100 million Americans say, we don't want to speak English no more, we want German, we demand that German is the national language of this country. What would happen? That's called conquering the nation.
Yes.
Through language, okay? Now, you got these other groups coming here. Are they really wanting to know the language of this country? Do they really want to become American? Do they really care about the Founding Fathers? Do they really care about our Constitution, our free republic, our language, our cultural identity, where it came from? You know, I was watching on the National Geographic about the Spanish Armada and how close
yes.
a battle that actually was, where England was outsmarted them with the cannons. That was a wonderful documentary. I don't know if you got the chance to see it. But England
I haven't
was so
seen
close
it yet,
to being
but
wiped out.
Yeah, I mean, England defeated Spain through sheer luck that the
sheer
Armada
luck.
Ran into
sheer
that
luck,
storm.
It was well, not only the storm, Michael, it had to do with the cannons. And you know how it all, when you see it, you're going to be mesmerized. It's going to mesmerize you how England actually won the battle against Spain. Because if they didn't win that battle. They already had almost 20,000 troops in France. The French allowed Spain to go in because they wanted England to be conquered. The French basically capitulated, so England would be conquered. What you see, it's on the National Geographic. It's fantastic. Fantastic documentary. Everybody should watch this. Everybody. And you understand how close England came to losing, but how lucky they, like you said, the storm. But it was much more than the storm, Michael. The reason England won that war is because a ship sunk that Henry VIII built. The reason they won the war, Michael, you're going to flip out, is that because one of Henry VIII's ships, the English ship, had actually sunk making a maneuver, and because of that ship sinking, England wins the war against Spain. It'll blow your mind when you
well,
see
I'll
it.
Well, I'll have to take a look
fantastic.
At that, because that's not how I recall that the battle went down.
You have to watch this documentary, Michael. It's a fantastic documentary. I think it's one of the greatest things I've ever seen as far as National Geographic actually telling you the whole story of how the Armada got beat. It wasn't only because of the storm. The storm came in Northern Ireland. It was the battle actually took place in Portsmouth, England, off the coast of Portsmouth, England. You'll see it
okay.
when you watch it. You understand. You go talk about it. But Michael, one more thing. We talk about all this crap with these Democrats. Look at this guy Castro throwing out Trump about his donors and all that. Who is
yeah.
that? You know, if this guy had such a concern, why doesn't he help? He speaks, but he's bilingual. Why doesn't he go down to Mexico and talk about how Mexico has allowed all these kids to get murdered, killed? Tijuana has already had almost 5,000 murders, and this year's not even over, Michael. You know, another thing that they never talk about? Almost every Latin country, except maybe a few, Colombia and a few others, every country that where they are, they have murder rates, and they can't govern themselves. Look at these countries in South
yes.
America. It's unbelievable. Brazil, have you seen the murder rate in Brazil, Michael? Over the last,
yes, I have.
Over, it's worse, five times worse than Vietnam and all the men who died in Vietnam. Americans, check it out.
Yep,
get the figures, and
all
then
right,
you,
I definitely
you put it
will.
On your show.
All right. Well, listen, Tom, I got to let you go. We got to take a break for commercials. We've got more callers waiting on the line, and we'll be right back. We'll be right back.
life with Extendovite.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last two decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extendovite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The seven herbs in Extendovite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendovite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendovite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really happened? What really happened?
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here, and we're going to go back to the phones here to Todd. Aloha, Todd. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Good afternoon, Mike. I hope everything's going for you well with your move and all that. And I wanted to talk about the cacheting of guns. Do you have a second? Can I just give me 2 minutes on this?
Sure.
Well, do you remember back in 2015 of the mystery of the dead man and his 1,200 guns and his also of his connection to the CIA and other types of things that really were kind of shady business with him? They found him in his vehicle dead, if you remember right.
Yep.
Okay. Now, that's one cachet, and I think I've mentioned this before, but if you times that kind of guy times a couple thousand that are maybe assets or maybe who knows what kind of assets to who, to what players, characters, and actors that are in the game, but I do believe that we have more than enough rifles and ammunition that if like the Japanese said in World War II, that if we were invaded, there'd be someone behind every blade of grass with something firing back.
Yes.
With that being said, I do believe, as other callers have so elegantly pointed out, that the politicians are afraid of us. And I would say that they should be deathly afraid of us. And I should say that now that we know that the DOJ has a three-tiered legal system, one for, you know, these agencies, and one for the police and the judges, and then the rest for you and I. Oh, and I would put the politicians with the agencies, since they're the policymakers. So I would dare say that pretty ripe for a civil war. I'd say I wouldn't want it to be that way, but there are some signs of stretching and tearing and obfuscation and deflections that are going on with, I feel, quite a number of politicians, and they're up to past their hairline in this. And I think that you know, when we look at those that are yelling for our rights to be diminished, most of them seem to be coming from these Democrat-led states, New York, California, to be the two front runners with their mouths wide open. And how that reflects on your guns, well, I mean, look at the nut jobs. We have four. Oh my gosh, we could call him here in California the Apocalypse Eight. You know, Waters and Fink Stink and Pelosi and Boxer. There's four right there, and I know I can name four more. They're just nutbags. And I think that I don't even, you know, I'm with you guys as well. I think Trump dropped the ball. I think he's just a player, actor, shill, and he's just making his billions for his next round. And once he vacates after his second term, he'll be untouchable, okay? So, not to say that, you know, that any of the past presidents are of that kind of nature. I think they've done far more worse things than Trump ever has. Trump just doesn't fulfill his word. He just likes to be liked. You know, kind of like Billy Graham. You know, false prophet, false Bible man, false everything man. He was backed by Rockefeller money. So, you know, when you know who the actor players are, you know, I call Billy Graham an actor. I wouldn't even call him a player. He's an actor, you know, retiring to his 115-plus acre ranch in Virginia. Gee, I wish I could do that, being a teacher, a preacher of the Word of God. You know, makes the Word of God void when you see stuff like that. And, you know, all these Christian-claiming politicians with their gun-grabbing ways. Well, I guess they didn't read where Jesus said, sell your cloak and get a knife. You know, get a knife to protect yourself. And, you know, I think we need to start thinking about the cachet system and start putting away our own stuff at points that maybe we need to do. And maybe the cachet companies are going to start going crazy now. But, you know, people, I think, Mike, have pretty much had it. We can see.
It does feel like people are reaching a breaking point here. Anyway, listen, got to let you go. Got to take a break for commercials. Got more calls waiting on the line, and we'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
homeowners. Are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We the people, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. We're going to go back to the phones here to Charles in Michigan. Charles, thank you for waiting so patiently. What's on your mind?
Yes. I just want to keep things a little on the real side. People keep talking about the police and sheriffs and military are not going to be taking our guns away. They took the guns away in Katrina, and they had Blackwater down there helping out the police. And if you think Blackwater is going to care who you are, they're getting paid to take your guns. They're going to take your guns. That's all I got to say. Thank you now.
All right. Well, thank you very much, Harry. I got an email reminding us that there are millions of unregistered guns in the United States, mostly in the hands of law-abiding citizens. So a gun roundup would literally be impossible. And that's another way to look at that. Okay, let's see. We got one more caller waiting in the queue. Alan, Canada. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Mike, how are you?
Fine.
I want to talk about something a little happier, you know, than all this downer stuff. Dustin in New Jersey was absolutely right. Someone was going to call in to critique him on what he said about China with the taxes, right?
Yes,
I am. So there are two ways to deal with a major. Mike, it's huge. The trade deficit is just ridiculous. It's almost astronomically stupid that anyone hasn't even suspected that that is what's causing the decline in the
United
States.
Well, it's one of the factors causing the decline. Along with the war economy.
Yes. Yes. So two things have happened. Everyone looked for ways of making more money. Yeah, because, you know, I'm not happy. I want more. And they've exported the jobs. And at the same time, because those jobs are now gone, we got to ramp up, you know, the war machine to try and stimulate the economy to keep those jobs. It's a very simple outcome. And it's probably going to be a crash, but the thing is, with the tariffs, and it's a tax, make no mistake, and like Dustin said, where's the we? Well, the we is a lower deficit or more spending, whichever way you want to look at it. So Donald Trump cut corporate income taxes huge.
Yes.
It's actually now on par with the rest of the world. And you have to pay for that by some way. Everybody has looked at the United States to pave their streets with gold, as Barack Obama once said something like that. And, you know, people have to realize that that's going to come to an end, because the United States' wealth has been sucked.
Yes.
These guys are pretty much dry.
Yep.
So, you know, there's a reason why all these wars are happening all over the world. They need to happen in order to prop up economies. It's called consumption. What did that person die of? Consumption. So, decadence, whatever you want to call it, right?
Yep.
Rome. It's Rome. It's crazy.
Yes.
It's happening up here.
There are
in Canada.
A lot
it's
of parallels between
over.
The fall of Rome and the current situation here in the United States, or for that matter, parallels between the former Soviet Union and the current
yes.
situation in the United States. To me, it's very obvious that we are headed for some kind of a crash, or we're going to get into a real shooting war, which I think this country is probably going to lose.
Well, no one wants to see violence.
Nope.
It's actually abhorrent. Because it's such a brutal waste of resources to begin with, not to mention
yes.
lives. And it's just, no one wins in war except for the people that are right on the top. And that
yes.
list keeps getting smaller and smaller and smaller. I think it's now, what, 60 people hold half of the wealth of the world? Well, according to Forbes. So, you know, no one mentions the lady on the throne or, you know, the bankers behind the lady on the throne. No one mentions that sort of thing.
Yep.
So, I guess it's all lies, everything. And that's just the way it is. That's what they use. They use it against us to break us all up into little tiny pieces, and we fight amongst ourselves. And they get to rape.
Well, that definitely has to stop. You know, we have to stop getting tricked into hating each other and fighting each other. And the intensity with which they're playing the divide and conquer game, and you know, black against white, white against Hispanic, men against women, LGBTs against the straights. They're really trying
it's
to chop
true.
Our society up into smaller and smaller bits. To squabble
yeah.
against each other. They're really terrified that we might actually unite as a single American people and really start to say, what is the real cause of all the pain in our lives right now?
Yep. And to that, I say good luck. Because if there was a country out there that could do something like that, the United States of America is probably the only one left. Above everything else that's happening in the world, it is a fact that the United States of America is still the freest country on the face of the planet.
Well, I would question that one. In fact, there was a recent report came on out said we've fallen down that freedom index to something like 11th or 12th place.
Well, that's what they say. I don't know. I don't live in one of those countries that's above yours. So on that note,
Al, thank you very much for the phone call. We're going to let you go. The phone lines are open. The show must be getting more popular. We're getting a lot more callers here. Getting on back to last weekend's shooting, and then I got to get into some other news here real quick. This came out yesterday, but I'm going to repeat it. The owner of the 8chan messaging site is saying that the Walmart shooter did not post the manifesto to 8chan. For one thing, the El Paso shooter posted on Instagram. That was his platform of choice. So somebody uploaded this manifesto. Now, if this guy drove 650 miles from his home to this Walmart, then he wasn't really able to post anything to anywhere. And a lot of people have looked at the manifesto and said it appears too well written to have come from this young gentleman with his level of education here. All right, so the good news is Donald Trump has come on out and he's saying there is no political appetite for an assault weapons ban. They've probably done the overnight polls for the American people, and the American people, probably most of whom realize there's something wanky about all these mass shootings, are saying, no, we want to keep our sporting rifles, and that's what we should call them. You know, assault rifle's got a negative connotation. Technically, any gun is an assault weapon if somebody points it at you and pulls the trigger. But most of the people who have these kind of guns, they're called sporting rifles because you can reconfigure them. You can, change them around and put them on for target shooting and whatever. So sporting rifles, that's what they are. They're sporting rifles. Now, Donald Trump does support expanding the background checks. And I'm kind of lukewarm on that because the background checks they're doing now don't seem to work. They're not keeping the guns out of the hands of the dangerous people. Now, I know in one of the states, I forget which one there is, that on the gun permit paperwork, they ask if you are on prescription antidepressants. And if you answer in the affirmative, you do not get your gun permit. But basically, they're saying, no, there is no appetite for an assault weapon ban at this point here. So they're falling back to talking about this red flag legislation that will allow feds to take guns away from certain U.S. citizens. Now, as one of our callers pointed out, back in 2014, there was an effort by the Obama administration to take Second Amendment rights away from all U.S. veterans. And the overt reason given in the media was that these guys all had PTSD. They were potentially dangerous. I think they were trying to make sure that an already trained military force was not going to be available to stand up to the government. So this new red flag legislation plays right into the hands of the gun-grabbing Democrats. And as I mentioned to that earlier caller, there doesn't seem to be any kind of a safeguard to prevent the abuse that we know is going to happen with it. Your kid plays in the neighbor's yard. The neighbor calls in and says, oh, they're dangerous. Take their guns. That kind of stuff. We know the problem with swatting. It's been a big problem all over the country. Somebody will call the police and claim to be living next door to a house where there's obviously a violent altercation. And the police show up. They kick down the door. Nothing's going on. The same thing will happen with these red flag laws. Now, David Frum came on out saying why red flag laws are a huge mistake. He said, what about people who are carrying guns where they're legally allowed to? They're minding their own business. Does that count as a red flag? Do people with tattoos of guns on their arms, does that qualify as a red flag? Okay, we're going to take a phone call now from Mike in Brazil. And Mike, I need you to turn your speaker down. Aloha, welcome to the show.
Hi, Mike. Yeah, I did turn my volume down. Okay, thanks for taking my call. First, I got to say that Tom is absolutely, Tom from Florida. I love the guy. He says it the way it is. And he's absolutely right about the murders in Brazil. As you people might be aware of, Brazil has passed a disarmament law back in 2003. I was here in Brazil at the time. And when the Workers' Party's candidate, Luiz Ignacio Lula da Silva, took the power, he passed immediately, like in the next few days, okay, he passed what they called the Projeto Desarmamento, the what it means basically is the disarmament project. He took all the guns from the law-abiding citizens except the criminals. Now, I have an advice for people who want to travel to Brazil. Brazil is a beautiful country. This is in response to your previous caller at the beginning of the program that was specifically addressed to me, Mike in Brazil, and he said that he would like to know what life in Brazil is like. And I can tell him that it's beautiful. They have beautiful places here. But the problem is if you live in one of the big cities like São Paulo or Rio de Janeiro, you cannot even stop at a traffic signal because you know what happens. There is somebody that looks like a bum and walks up to your car, and you think the guy is going to be asking for some change. Well, he's not. He's packing heat underneath his overalls. So he pulls out a gun, he points it straight to your face, and he cleans you out completely. This is the reason why people don't even stop at traffic signals in Brazil, in the large cities. That is Rio, São Paulo, Porto Alegre, you know, places like that. So it's indeed a very dangerous place. Now, I watch videos every day with gangsters, criminals, gangsters, well-armed, with AK-47s, and I'm not talking about the civilian versions and M-16s. I'm talking about the selective fire assault weapons, okay? And you can see them. All you have to do is just go to YouTube, and you can see them firing their weapons into the air in those favelas, those slums in Rio, and they actually shoot videos of themselves doing it. And it seems to me that the ammunition is so damn cheap that these people can afford to have a machine gun or a submachine gun. So in response to this gentleman who asked me about life in Brazil, it's beautiful. Actually, I ended up purchasing a large piece of property in the Amazon jungle, literally, and my only complaint is that the monkeys keep me awake all night because we have a species of monkeys here that they howl all night long. You cannot close an eye. So other than this, it's beautiful. It's paradise. But if you go to São Paulo or you go to Rio de Janeiro, man, you got to keep an eye open at all times. The guy that comes up to you thinking that he's out there, you know, panhandling or something like that, the guy could be packing heat, okay? So you got to be very careful, and they'll strip you of everything you have, cell phone, jewelry, watch, anything that's of value. So I believe that this probably would be enough for the gentleman that called at the beginning of the show. Now Tom in Florida, he's absolutely correct. After the disarmament project, the murder rate, the homicide rate, went up almost 500% in the next 2 years, the following 2 years. I mean, it's inimaginable, this. 500% homicide rate right 2 years after the project was implemented. Now, the government of Bolsonaro, he repealed that. And now everybody can go to a gun store and purchase a gun legally. Again, in Paraguay, you can go and buy any kind of firearm, fully automatic or semi-automatic, to your heart's desire, to your heart's content, and nobody's going to ask you any questions. This is the problem that we have here in Brazil, that people go to Paraguay and they purchase fully automatic weapons. I'm saying fully automatic, okay? Not semi-automatic, fully automatic. And then they cross over into Brazil, and then they sell them to the gangsters in Rio. And the ammunition is dirt cheap. I can buy a can of 500 rounds of ammunition for less than $5.
Okay, Mike, right, Mike, I got to put you on hold. I got to put you on hold. We'll come right back to you after these few words.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations, A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands, and a week into using Extendivite, my numb hands seem to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hey, is that a new music app?
Yeah, check it out. Surfer Music Discovery. It links to thousands of online stations, but the twist is you see the song names and artists that are now playing live.
That's different. No guessing. Looks like a waterfall of music.
So many formats. Rock, oldies, country, R&B, jazz, and a whole lot more.
How's that spelled?
Surfer. S-U-R-F-R.
Is it expensive?
It's free. No need to sign up or sign in.
Get the Surfer Music app free from Google Play or the App Store.
Talk Right, the conservative app offered by TalkStream Live that caters exclusively to the conservative talk radio community. Here you'll see only talk shows and podcasts from the conservative right, all the big broadcast names and online digital shows in one place. Talk Right makes it easy to find all your favorite conservative talkers with all the upscale features you come to expect from TalkStream Live. Keep up with the fast-paced political world. Download Talk Right today from Google Play or the App Store.
Welcome to What Really Happened Radio. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. And now, set your eyes on the future and let's consider what really happened.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. We're talking with Mike in Brazil, and we're talking about the high crime in the Brazilian cities and the easy availability of firearms in neighboring countries like Paraguay. And there are a lot of countries where, yeah, you can buy fully automatic weapons. In fact, even in Iraq, supposedly under the dictator Saddam Hussein, you could buy all kinds of weapons like that before the U.S. invasion. So they are available out there, unfortunately, and As Mike's story illustrates, if you ban weapons in one country, you instantly turn them into a black market product that people can make a profit on by smuggling them in. So, Mike,
next? This is what I was going to say, that in Paraguay, I could have purchased an Uzi 9mm fully automatic, okay, fully automatic,
yes,
with a 30-round magazine, and I didn't buy it because I could not cross over into Brazil because of it. And
yes,
it's not my style to do something illegal, so I just let it go. But you don't have any mass shooting in Paraguay, or even here in Brazil. You don't have school shootings or mass shootings. The gangsters, the ones living in São Paulo or Rio de Janeiro, they don't go into schools and open fire on kids or shopping malls. They fight each other. Right? And I mean, they really fight each other to death. And you can see these guys firing their AK-47s, fully automatic, salvos of fire into the air. And you can see them on YouTube. I don't know if you guys have access there to the videos that I have access to. But I tell you something, guns are not the problem. It's the people. The people are the problem. And even with this large quantity of firearms, legal and illegal, on the markets in Brazil, Paraguay, Argentina. I actually, when I was living in Argentina, because I did live there for 5 years, I was on the balcony and I heard the big noise. The windows had metal frames, and my then girlfriend, ex-girlfriend, said, "What happened? Did you break something?" I said, "No. What happened?" She said, "I heard the noise." So when I looked there, I saw a round, a 9mm round, on the floor, on the balcony. Somebody fired a shot into the air, and it traveled all the way, probably a couple of miles, and it hit the metal frame. I held that bullet in my hand. It was a little deformed because it hit the metal frame, and I went downstairs. There was a police officer there, and you know, I asked him. I said, "Somebody just took a shot at me." And I showed him the bullet, and the guy said, "What do you want me to do?" I said, "Well, can you trace it? I mean, you do have ballistics, don't you?" And the guy said, "No, nobody bothers with it. Everybody has a gun here. You know, guns are, in Argentina, are everywhere. Nobody goes into a school and starts shooting kids, Mike. Nobody goes into a shopping mall and opens fire. You know what I'm saying?" So
no, that's done for the shock value.
Correct.
That's done for the shock value.
Yeah, I know it's for the shock value, but Mike, I'm telling you, these things are engineered. These things don't happen organically. I mean, I can't believe somebody's traveling 600 miles to go and waste a few people somewhere like 600 miles away from him. I cannot believe this. It just doesn't fit in my head. And Tom in Florida, he's right. These things are engineered, and like he pointed out,
I hate to cut you off, but we got to take a break for station identification. Thank you very much for the phone call. We've got another
call,
caller waiting on the line. We'll be right back.
Regret growing old. It's a privilege denied to many. Heart disease is taking our youth from us. Young people in their 30s, 40s, 50s, and beyond are dying needlessly. One of the hardest messages I've ever had to deliver is to convince people that something natural like Extendivite should be taken as a preventative measure. I'm sure you heard, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. Extendivite is that ounce. Take Extendivite for 1 year and see what your doctor has to say and how much better you feel. Herbs take time to address the problem. It took years of life to have a problem. Give Extendivite 1 year to fix a problem. Don't wait until it's too late. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or visit us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.